This week, the Tennessee Valley Authority published its first ever sustainability report to provide a clearer, more accessible picture about its day-to-day operations for 10 million residents here in the Southeast, including as a leader in carbon reduction among utilities in the region. Rebecca Tolene is Vice President for Environment at TVA.
Rebecca, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks, Ray. It's great to be here today.
Tell us more about this sustainability report. What is it? Why now?
We do some other federal reporting and things like that, but it's kind of not made for your listeners to digest, right? And what we've done here is put information about how TVA impacts the quality of life in this region into one report. And so we lined that up. I'll tell you where it came from, really. We were working with some economic development potential customers who wanted to come into the Valley, the Amazon and the Googles, and they were asking these questions. How do you serve the Valley? Because we want to locate and bring jobs to a place that does that, right? And so we found ourselves pulling together this information for them, and you look at it and you go, well, we need to put this out there in a way that folks can digest and interact with us on it. So that led to our first report, which we're going to keep working on it, right? It's the first one, but we're very proud of the product and the conversation that we're hoping it can create in the Valley.
And what are some things in that report that even people here in the Valley may not know because you've taken this new step in making that information more accessible to anybody who views it?
The report has information in it on how we interact with people on our public lands and our lakes and our reservoirs and the projects that we do out there. You know, we taught 10,000 kids in natural resource education last year. It also goes deep into our energy production, right? We're really working hard to make new innovations and new strides to continue to reduce carbon, but maintain that energy affordability. You can read about our reliability in there. We're 99.999% reliable. I know that's a lot of nines, but our people are really proud of it, right? And so you can read about that and the work it takes to do that. You can read about how we also try to make TVA a great place to work. We are top in safety among utilities. We really work hard to make sure our employees go home to their families like they came to us that day. It's just the breadth of information in there that I think may surprise folks, and how we work in things like economic development to bring in jobs, all the way to our nuclear facilities and the work they're doing every day, keep that baseline power on. So I think, Ray, one of the things just about the report is the breadth of it. And as folks just take a chance to look through it and say, oh, I did not know these were all these things that TVA did to serve. And so hopefully they'll take a look and get that out of it.
How do you and your colleagues see this report as a more effective mirror to yourselves and your colleagues at TVA of everything that the authority is doing?
I wanted to avoid it just being a, quote, fluff piece, right? You could do a report where you only talk about all these great things you do. Everything we do has a benefit and an impact. And so we're very much, in the report, you'll see we have metrics and we use some global standards to report on our work, right? So one of the things we're hoping is that we can talk to the Valley, who are our partners in all of this, about what we want to do moving forward. So it's a baseline for us to look at ourselves and say, what are our goals in these spaces? But it's also a tool to kind of talk to folks and say, what are your goals and how do we as TVA help you get there?
Beyond the baseline, you also acknowledge trends. Talk more about the trends that you acknowledge in that report and where TVA may be headed in response to those trends in the coming years, especially as TVA will be closing in on the century mark, not too many years into the future.
That's right. That's very true. And so, you know, I was talking to a colleague the other day and they said, well, you were the original clean energy, right? Because you originally started with just hydropower. And I think we've had this long history of these giant machines to deliver electricity. And now we're on the precipice of great change, right? The electricity industry is changing. And TVA is kind of excited and well-positioned to be that innovator in this space. So One of the biggest trends, of course, and one of the things we're working hardest on is our carbon emissions. So I know most of your listeners have probably heard these numbers before, but we are headed towards 60% reduction in 15 years in our carbon emissions, right? We are really ahead of the region in reducing those carbon emissions, but that continues to be a place where we're also doing some innovation work. You know, we're looking at small modular reactors. Near Chattanooga, we're developing a new system operation center, right? So when you start going from those big machines to these, I think we have over 4,000 sites that we get renewable energy from, you have to be able to manage that on a really complicated grid system, right? And so we're really in a leadership position in pushing that technology forward. And so I think you see a lot of excitement amongst TVA employees on what that future holds and where we're headed. I think a report like this helps us talk about that and helps us talk to the Valley about, is this where we all want to go? And so we're looking forward to having that dialogue as we go out around the Valley, talking about the report and listening to what people have to say about it.
As you say, the electricity business is changing yet again. That includes going forward how TVA will operate, and who it will partner with, and who will want to partner with TVA, as we've seen in headlines over the past few months and over the past few years.
Again, I'll go back. It's just an interesting time to be in the utility market. And one of the things we've done recently is our local power companies that are our at the hip partners, they're starting to do their own renewable energy projects. And how do we incorporate that into our system and make sure we maintain reliability and affordability? And there's going to be other new technologies, other new partners to work with. And our job is to be open to those things and to make sure we're doing what's best for the Valley. You know, we're not a profit utility, so we're not running after balance sheets, right? We're really trying to invest in the Valley to make it a much better place to be. And so I think we've done that historically, and we're excited about this next chapter about how we're going to get to do that some more.
And you talked about having conversations with people out in the Valley about this report. Tell us more about those conversations and where people can go online to look at it all.
We have a website, tva.com/sustainability report, and you can see the report there. But for your listeners, there's also a place there where you can sign up with your email if you're interested in this continuing this dialogue with us. So we'll be moving around the Valley. COVID has put that on a little bit of a, made that a little bit more difficult. But we'll be moving around the Valley and talking to different groups and people. But any individual who's interested in the topic and wants to learn more, you know, we may send out updates or ask for some survey information from them on what they are driving for and what they are interested in. So we're really looking forward to that. And I think as we move around the Valley and learn more, different communities have different needs, right? And so it'll be interesting to hear where people are focused and what they expect of TVA moving forward.
All right, Rebecca, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.